A braisa says with regard to a live animal that was worshipped, if its worshippers own the animal, it becomes also to be used as a carbon. If it's someone else's animal, it's mutter. In fact, a braisa says, what's the case of an animal that was worshipped and becomes also to be used as a carbon? It's any animal that was worshipped, whether b'shoyg or b'meiz, b'oynis or b'rotzen. What's the case of oynis? Presumably, it's where a person bowed down to someone else's animal, yet the braisa says it may not be used for a carbon. As Rabbi Yochanan said, the case of oynis would be where goyim forced a person to bow down to his own animal. If they were asked, if oynis refers to a person who was forced, the person would be potter. If so, the animal should also not become possible. Rava said, we see from the psukim that if someone is forced to worship a bezer in public, he has to give up his life rather than worship a bezer. This shows that even a forced act of worship of a bezer is considered to be an act of worship of a bezer. That's why the animal becomes also to be brought on the carb as a carbon, because the act of worship done to it, even if it's forced, makes it possible. The Rabbanan said to Rava, a braisa supports what you have said. The braisa says that the pedestals of a bezer that were worshipped during the time of a forced decree remain also even after the decree is no longer in effect. We see that even a forced act of worship makes the Avodah Zarah Aser. Rava said that's not a great proof, because the reason it's Aser may be that we say there may have been a Yid who was a Mumer and willingly served the Avodah Zarah. Rashi said it's more than maybe there was a Mumer there who willingly worshipped. Rather, we can say it's certainly a Mumer was there who worshipped it willingly. Chizki answered the contradiction between the braises that was previously answered by Rami Bachama, that the second braise is talking about where a person poured wine as nesachim onto the horns of the animal. If such an act of worship is done, not just bowing down, it can even make someone else's animal lesser. Rav Adar Bar Hava asked, this would be a case of an animal that's used as an accessory, a place to pour nesachim, not as an avodah zarah itself, and therefore it should not become lesser for the mizbeach. Rather, Rav Adar Bar Hava said that the second braise is discussing the case where the person poured wine between the animal's horns, which is an act of worship, and as such, such an act can even make someone else's animal aser. Whereas we find that Ula in the name of Yochanan made this distinction as well, that bowing down to someone else's animal doesn't make it aser, but doing a true act of worship does make it aser. How could had this chizkiyah know that a person can make someone else's animal aser? It can't be from the fact that kahanim who are forced to serve in the house of Ezra are not allowed to then serve in the base of Mikdash, because even though they were forced to do so, but it could be that they're aser because they have intellect and they have free choice, and yet they did the avera. It can't be the fact that the mizbeach becomes aser for use after they became aser to use after the yavanim use it for the avodah zarah, because the reason that became aser was based on the pasuk like a papa said in an earlier gemara we had. Rather, as a gemara, he learned it from the fact that chizkiyah hamelech did not use any of the kelim that King Achaz had put to use for avodah zarah. We see from over here that although the kelim did not belong to Achaz, his using them for avodah zarah made them aser. Talking about Vayter, Avdimi said in the name of Yochanan, although they said that if someone bows down to the soil of the earth, it doesn't make it aser. If he digs a bor and worships that bor as avodah zarah, it does become aser. Shmuel ben Yehuda said in the name of Yochanan, although they said that if someone bows down to a live being, it does not make it aser. If he barters it for an avodah zarah, it does become aser. Ravin said that Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan argue. One says that the item bartered for the avodah zarah becomes aser, but if you then took that bartered item and bartered it for another one, it would not become aser. The other says no, even the second generation, so to say, bartered item becomes usher as well. The Rav says that the view that even the second item is usher is based on the pasuk of v'hayisa cheim kamayu. Everything generated from the avodah zarah gets the isur of avodah zarah. The view that holds that it's mutter learns this from the pasuk of ki cheirim hu, which teaches that only the first item is usher. The other view will say that hu comes to teach that if someone sells orlo or klaim and uses that money to be mekadosh a woman, it's an effective kedushin. The view that holds that only the first item is usher will learn this halacha regarding orlo and klaim from the fact that the Torah teaches that items bartered for avodah zarah and shmita are usher, and when the Torah teaches the same halacha regarding two different things, it teaches that it only applies to those two things and nothing else. The view that holds that even the second item is usher holds that in such a situation we can still apply the halacha to other places, and therefore the pasuk of who is still needed. Zok the next Mishnah. They asked the Jewish elders in Rome, if Hashem doesn't want there to be avodah zarah, why doesn't Hashem just get rid of them? So the elders responded, if they worship things that were not needed for the world to exist, Hashem would get rid of them in Echanami. However, the people worship the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations. Should Hashem destroy the world just because of these fools? The Goyim said to the elders, if so, Hashem should at least destroy the avodah zarah that's not needed for the world, those avodah zarahs. The elders said, doing so would strengthen the position of those who worship the things that are needed for the world, because they'll say, oh, the fact that their avodah zarah wasn't destroyed shows that there truly are gods. Zuckerman Bryce says, the philosophers asked the Jewish elders in Rome, if Hashem doesn't want it to be avodah zarah, why doesn't he get rid of them? The elders said, if they worship things that were not needed for the world to exist, Hashem would get rid of them. However, the people worship the sun, moon, stars, and constellations. Should Hashem destroy the world because of these fools? Rather, Hashem allows the world to function like it needs to, and these fools fools will eventually be punished. Another example is when a person steals wheat and plants it. Hashem shouldn't allow the wheat to grow. The reason Hashem allows it is because Hashem, again, allows the world to function the way it's supposed to, and these fools will eventually get punished. A third example, a person is zana with a married woman. Hashem should not allow her to become pregnant and have a mamzer. The reason Hashem allows it is because, again, Hashem allows the world to function the way it functions, and these fools will eventually get punished. Now, this, as Bar says, this is the concept taught by Rish Lakish, that Hashem complains that the Rishayim force him, so to say, to create people he didn't want to create, meaning mamzerim. A philosopher asked Rabbi Gamaliel, the pasuk says that Hashem is jealous, so to say, and strictly punishes those who worship Avodah Zarah. Why is it Hashem jealous with the worshippers instead of being jealous with the Avodah Zarah itself? Rabbi Gamaliel says, I can answer you with the marshal of a king with an only son who had a dog, which he nicknamed with the father with the name of his father, the king. And whenever he would swear, he would swear by the name of the dog, adding the name of his father. When the king hears this, he becomes angry at the son, not the dog. The philosopher said, you're calling Avodah Zarah a dog? Avodah Zarah has real powers. That's what makes people worship it. The dog didn't do anything to make the son give it that name. Rabbi Gamaliel said, where have you seen its powers? The philosopher said, there was once a fire in the city, and the only remaining building was the house of the Avodah Zarah. Gamaliel said, I'll explain to you that with a mashal also. When a king has a city that rebelled against him and he fights back against the living people, not the dead people. The philosopher said, you're calling Avodah Zarah dogs and dead? If so, let Hashem rid the world of them. Gamaliel said, if they worship things that are not needed for the world to exist, and Hakanami, Hashem would get rid of them. But however, people worship the sun, the moon, the stars, constellations, springs, valleys. Should Hashem destroy the world because of these fools? Mara says, again, another ma'isa, general Agrippas, asked Rabbi Gamaliel. The pasuk says that Hashem is jealous of Avodah Zarah. Now, a chacham is only jealous of another chacham. Strong person is only jealous of another strong person. A wealthy person is only jealous of another wealthy person. Doesn't this show that the Avodah Zarah has powers? Rabbi Gamaliel answered with a mashal. If a man takes a second wife, his first wife is only jealous if the new wife is not as good as her. That's why Hashem gets jealous, because Avodah Zarah is really nothing.